Morning, everyone.
Morning.
What a great joy as a father to see the little children. When we first came to List 12, the era was the beginner class. And now, up and now. Yeah, she's now 7 years old. And time's flying. We came here 2009 and we spent already 4 years with you guys as a body of Christ. And what a great privilege today I came here and presented the Word of God. This is not my story. This is God's story. And I knew that you pray for me a lot. Thank you so much. Yeah. And then I usually prepare the message maybe 2 weeks ago, but this message I prepared 2 months. Maybe hardest time to prepare. I don't know why, but so many things that happened to my heart and my brain, so it was really helpful, your prayers. So, yes, thank you. As a father, God gave me 3 beautiful daughters. And their favorite time is the storytelling before they go to the bed. And my lovely daughters always pay attention to listen what I'm going to tell them. And they love to hear any kinds of stories from me. And Heavenly Father, our God, also gave us many stories written in the Bible. It is a surprise to me that the Bible contains more stories than theological stuff. It's all about the stories. As we know that all stories in the Bible has a thoughtful lesson for those who read or listen to it. The stories also have a power to inspire and change the life of all ages, from the children to the seniors. Because all scriptures is inspired by God. And the most of our stories are based on the true stories. And this morning, I brought one story in the Bible. It's about a leper encountered Jesus Christ. And it was the turning point of his life. And this story has written in the 3 the Gospels book, the Matthew, and Mark, and Luke. But today, we're going to look at the Matthew. And the Matthew chapter 8, from the verse 1 to 4, when he had come down from the mountains, the great multitude followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, and saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I'm willing, be clean." Immediately his leprosy was clean. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." So we are going to look at these stories with 3 different angles. I made the titles 3H. So first, how to meet. In these sections, I'd like to explain how the leper who was plunged in a despair's met Jesus Christ. We're going to focus on his life, his attitude, and his life and the faith. And the second, how to treat. How did Jesus Christ, as the King of Kings, treat the leper, and how to show his divine nature through these stories to the people? And the third, how to live. What can we learn through these stories and then through the leper's faith? And how can change our daily life through the lesson we're going to have? So you guys, are you ready to jump into the stories with me? Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. The story begins with the illustrations of the background and a great multitude that followed Jesus Christ from the mountains. And then we may wonder, what or why? What happened to them? And why the crowd follow him? The reason of this event can be found in a previous chapter in the same book, chapter 5. The Bible said he went up to the mountains and he was seated his disciples and come to him. And then Jesus opened his mouth and started to teach about the kingdom of God. It was a great teaching they never heard. So the writer, author of this book, write down this, how they respond to his teaching. After he had ended this saying, the crowd were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authorities and not as the scribes. They were following him down from the mountains with the excitement because they found the great teacher. And they put their hope to the Jesus Christ. And the very next, a plot of stories was changed and focused on that one man they didn't expect. And they didn't want to see this one man. But he came. And behold, a leper came and worshiped him and saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. The one man who has a permanent terminal disease, the cold, the leprosy, came to the great teacher, Jesus Christ. The most of Jews that time believed that the leprosy came, was cursed by God. We already know that what leprosy is from the Bible. This disease is different from other disease, illness. When you are sick, you can ask, and you can get help from others. But this disease, when you know that you have a leprosy, and you have to be isolated and separated from your lovely families and your societies. Let me think about this. One of my favorite moments in the morning, when my kids get up and they came to me and say, good morning, Dad, and they gave me a hug. I love to hug them. That is one of the beautiful body language. We love each other. But if I have a leprosy, what I have to do? I said, no, do not come to me. You're going to be infected by me. So that means when I come to know that I have a leprosy, this illness, that means separated from the family and society, where do I need to go? There is one place for all lepers. Hopeless place. When you get in there, you just wait until you die. Hopeless. Nothing happened to your life. Eat and sleep, they're waiting to die. And your hands, your fingers, crooked, and your fingers falling apart, and your eyes, your bodies, rotting, that is the leprosy. And the families are often spilled. Lepers suffer both the disease and also ostracism from societies. In the end, they both destroy their victim lives. A leper must be separated from societies, even their own families, according to the Jewish culture. In a Jewish culture, when you found you have leprosy, you need to tell your family and say goodbye, and then come to see the priest and show him their body. And the priest commanded him to the out of family and societies. That's it. That is the end of their hope. So, it was not easy for him to come to see Jesus Christ and the whole army of people, because he used to be abandoned and disregarded by others. But he has come to see him. There are three obstacles to make this happen. The leper, the king. The first, he had to show his injured body and the rotting hand and the feet to the people. When we see these stories, there were multitude of people followed Jesus Christ. So when the leper came to Jesus Christ, there are so many people also staring him and wonder what he is doing here. No one in the world wanted to show the people their shameful the body, their miserable appearance to numerous people. Everybody wanted to hide their shameful wound. This fellow didn't hide his disgrace, and he came to show himself to meet Jesus. He showed himself to him. I think he knew that this is going to be the last and the first chance to see the Jesus Christ. And the second, he would be stoned by the people. When the Jews, they see the lepers on the streets or market, sometimes they stone and they curse. So he could be die on the way to come to see Jesus Christ. But he came to see him at the risk of his death. Why? Because he was so desperate. And he was longing to have a new life. And then he believed that Jesus Christ can make my life is different. He really wanted to go back to his normal life and also his lovely families. And the third, this one is a little bit interesting. But third, there was no record Jesus Christ healed the leprosy in the Bible. Let me give you some example. If you have a cancer and then you need to get surgery, and then you went to see the hospital and the doctor said, okay, you need to get surgery, but I have no courier for surgery with kinds of your cancer. So, are you guys agree? You wanted to go to the surgery rooms with him? Why not? No, okay. Another doctor who has more couriers. You know what? There was no record. But leper, he believed who Jesus Christ is. And then he showed me what he believed through the just one sentence. Now we're going to see. Simple. The first, he came to him and the Bible said he worshipped. And this word, worship, is the same word when Jesus Christ was born, three wise men came to him and then worshipped him. That means that Jesus Christ, you are the King of Kings. The leper, he already knew that Jesus is the King of Kings. The first, what he did, he worshipped him. The surprising thing is, at that moment, great multitude followed Jesus Christ because of his great teaching, but they were doubt. They thought, okay, Jesus, he's a good teacher, but they didn't believe Jesus is the Son of God and the King of Kings, the Almighty God. They thought, just great teachers. But the leper, hopeless the person, I believe he didn't have any theological, the good background or knowledge about it. But simply he believed that Jesus is the King of Kings. And he said this, Lord, he said Jesus is the Lord. The leprosy confessed that Jesus is his Lord. And this was his humiliation. Before he talked about his knees, he declared that Jesus, you are my Lord. When you use this word, you need to be careful. Because when you say to Lord, to other, automatically you are in a relationship and a master and servant. When you said to the people, Lord, that means you submit your life to him. And you say, Master. And the leper said, Lord, that means you are the one I serve all my life. You're my master. I'm your servant or slave. I never had experience live like a servant or a slave. But I know a little bit through the histories. When you became the slave, you don't have any right. You have to obey everything what the master tells you. But he submit his life to the Lord. And he confessed that You are my master. The many, many people in this world, they don't like this relationship, master and servant. They wanted to be the leader or king of their life and even among the people. But if you do not submit your life, you're not going to be able to see his divine nature, his faithfulness, and gentleness, and mercy, and grace. As his messengers, you know what is the great privilege I have? I'm his servant. My life is depending on him and relying on him. I didn't know that. That is the great privilege that I have. But when I left my home country 5 years ago, I quit my job, my secure job, and my daily routine life. I was wondering, what happened to my life? But my family now still survive. What a great, every moment my life is depending on him. So I can see who God is through my life. And third, he said, if you are willing. This is the great confession. If you are willing. If you wanted to do something, you can do it. You can make the impossible to possible. I believe that. But I want your will be done. And this sentence is very familiar to us. God, when he teach the prayer to the disciples, and Jesus said, may your will be done here on earth. And do you remember that before the Jesus Christ went to the cross, he prayed 3 times. And God, if the past is cup to me, but your will be done. What a great confession. He submitted his life and he said, your will be done. And then he believed the next, his power. He believed, Almighty God, he can heal me. But what he said, you can make me clean. He showed Jesus his most shameful body, and he laid down his difficulty in front of him. He was ready to accept anything from the Lord, even if it's not what he was longing to have. He put his life to him. And we say like this, he put his faith to the Lord. And this moment is totally depending on you. I'm not going to complain whatever you do, even my body is not clean. I'm thankful. It's totally up to you. The leper believed that he is able. Okay, so now we look at the side of the lepers. And we're going to look at the Jesus Christ, how he responds to this happen. The Bible said, then Jesus moved with compassion. This is the Jesus Christ whom we love and we believe. Great multitude, they were inspired by great teaching and they follow him because of his teaching. But the God, he focused on the people. In our society, they always focus about what we finish, what we accomplish, our ministry. So easily, sometimes we get lost. But God said, my heart, my eyes upon the people. A leper. Hopeless leper came to him and he allowed him to come. And he said, he was moved with compassion. What about your life, your daily life, and your every moment in your difficult times? It's the same thing happened to me. I was crying when I read this. So many things going on. When we decided to go into the Indonesia, sometimes it's too much. So I told God, God, I can handle. It's over my abilities. And then he said to me, Andrew, I know that. I know. And what a great encouragement from God. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him and saying, I am willing to be clean. Immediately his leprosy was clean. I told you and explained about the leprosy because that illness easily transferred to the others through the airs and then through the touch. But what Jesus did, he touched him. Nobody did. He touched the most miserable illness. And his hand was crooked and then rotting. And nobody wanted to touch. But Jesus did. What a great love. Sympathy with his life. He didn't say anything about his life, but he told him, I know your life. What a difficult time you had from the families. I know where you live. I know what you, when you're crying. He show his love to him. He first touched his heart and healed his deepest wounded heart with this. Touched him. Maybe other people surprised. Wow, what Jesus did now? He's going to die. This is the illustration of how much Jesus Christ loved me and cared our life. Sometimes Bible tells about how God cared our life. He uses some animals to explain. This is a beautiful bird. Parables. Do you remember this verse in the Matthew? God said, look at the bird of the air, for they neither sow nor reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than that? Do you believe this? Yes. So many times, God wanted to tell us, I love you guys, and I care your whole life. That is the Christian life. We are not living with all the list of the rules. We're not going to live with the Ten Commandments. We are living with His grace and mercy and the love. I went to the Philippines and I learned this song. This one is a short, very short song, but always inspired me. Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus makes beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Carefully touching me, causing my eye to see, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Jesus made my life beautiful. I'm so happy, my life on His hand, in His control. And then God said, I'm willing, be clean. The writer of this book really wanted to show us today His divine nature through this, such as gentleness and kindness and mercy. And Jesus said, I want to be clean. What a great encouragement for us today. He used His authority and power to heal and then to help us. I had so many experiences. And this happened so many times in my life. He used His power and His grace and His mercy. So His body was clean. And now He has a new life. Immediately His leprosy was clean. The Bible said, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. This is not refurbished. Do you know that term? Refurbished? When the IT device, when they sell the product, it has manufactured problem. They have to back to the factories and then reassemble, and then people sell the product with a discount. And that called refurbished. But our life, new life, is not refurbished. It's a brand new one. Yeah. And God gave us. And then Jesus Christ really wanted to show the people who God is and who Jesus is and the fruit of the faith. This miracle that happened came from the seed of a leper's little faith. He didn't know. He simply believed Jesus is the one, Son of God. And Jesus said to him, see, you tell no one, go your way and show yourself to the priest. Why Jesus said to this, show yourself to the priest? Because when the time he had to be separated from the family and society, he had to go to see the priest. Opposite way, show him yourself to the priest. I'm clean. brothers and sisters, we have this new life, brand new life, because we are in Christ. What a great privilege we have. And we have eternal hope. And then God gave us numerous, uncountable, the promise for today, our life. And He promised this, I will be with you. And I will listen to you. And the one more thing, the great thing is, and the leper said, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And what Jesus said? I'm willing, be clean. Jesus listened to what He said to him. The hopeless sinners said to the King of Kings, but He listened to him. The same thing happened to us. Every moment when we pray, He listened to our prayers. Here's many young people. Try it. And you know what? The leper, Jesus said, don't tell others. But the Matthew ended this story here, but the Mark and the Luke said this. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city. And Jesus said, don't tell. But he couldn't shut his mouth because it was such a joy. Oh, I couldn't. I have to say. And then when they see his body, they're going to ask them. They're going to ask him, what happened to you? What happened to you? And he said, Jesus Christ cleansed my leprosy. And what can we apply this to our life? God wants our life to be the testimony. So when we live according to the Bible, the people will ask you, what happened to you? Why you look always happy? I wanted to live like you. Same thing happened to daily our life. And the Luke says same thing. However, the report went around concerning him all the more. Maybe he's shouting, Jesus Christ is Son of God. Because you know what? Why? He tasted. I'm going to close with one word. Tasty. I was surprised in Canada and the Americas, there are tons and tons, tons of materials you can reach to about the God and the Bible. Do you know how many translation versions of the Bible? They say over 700. And you guys heard about the Bible from the young ages. But the sad thing is, some people, they never tasted. They never tasted the grace and the mercy and the love of God. My spiritual mentor, he challenged me when I was a university student. When you see one Bible verse, apply to your life and taste it. I want to encourage you young men and here brothers and sisters. What is our life for? Why we live here in the world? God gives us opportunities to taste His mercy and His grace and His love here in the world. Praise the Lord. He cares your life and me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. I presented what you gave us today. You are Almighty God, and you are our Creator. But you always, always care for us. Thank you for your love. And then thank you for keeping your promise every moment. We want to give the honor to you through our life, because you gave us new life. So it's all about you. It's belong to you. Thank you, Lord, and we love you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.